After more than a century of having competing daily newspapers, the Duluth Superior Market joins the rest of Wisconsin cities with one company ownership of newspapers. The only exceptions are Green Bay and Madison. The nation's second largest newspaper chain, Knight Ritter, bought four Twin Forts area newspapers, including the Superior Daily Telegram and Duluth Budgeteer. The Telegram's been in print since 1892, the Budgeteer since 1930. Knight Ritter already owned the Duluth News Tribune, and Tribune publisher Marty Buscaglia says each paper will maintain separate news and editorial departments.
I fully plan to continue to operate these autonomously. I think it's important. If you read the editorial page of the News Tribune, it takes a very different stance than the editorial page of the Budgeteer. And I think it's important that the community have both those points of view and that the editors are able to run their publications for their target audiences. I just think that's vital.
Buscaglia says while the papers will remain independent and few changes are anticipated now, she says there will be what she calls some cost efficiencies. Wisconsin Newspaper Association Director Peter Fox thinks the newspaper will continue to compete, but will enjoy economies of scale. So while reporters in the newsrooms of the Budgeteer and Telegram don't want to speak publicly about the deal, they indicate they'll be typing stories with their fingers crossed. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.